K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm recording this on Thursday evening, October 24th, 2024. The Pro Project Podcast, this unique Kansas State podcast. All things K-State sports, not just football and men's basketball. Cover women's basketball coming up soon. Of course, men's basketball coming up around the corner as well. Women's golf just wrapped up. Recently, cross-country team got done with their meet 2 weeks ago, and so much more. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a lesson here. Whenever this comes out, recording episodes left and right here on the show. So whenever you listen to this podcast, thank you so much. And don't forget, if you love K-State and you love what you're listening to, definitely make sure you leave a like and subscribe. Join the fun, which is K-State sports right now, this podcast right now, as we approach already the end of October already. It's crazy, right? And look, speaking of basketball, men's basketball, media days, the last couple of days for both the men's and women's basketball teams, respectively. Jeff Mini, head coach of the women's basketball team. There's a lot of expectations there, high expectations for that team there. We obviously know that by now. And of course, let's not forget about Jerome Tang and the men's basketball team. They too also have expectations as well after, of course, missing the tournament last year. And a new look team with all that height, athleticism, length, what Jerome Tang wanted, his team, a lot of transfers on this team now. And you kind of forget who's still on this men's basketball team, right? We haven't talked much about David Castillo, who, of course, this coaching staff recruited, right? And he's there, right? So, I haven't heard much yet, but I would like to see him play on the court this upcoming season, which he will. I mean, he got to, right? I mean, this is a perfect example. And I hate to use Jerome Tang in our men's basketball team for that, but this is a perfect example of the transfer portal, right? So Jerome Tang went out and got all these players, and majority of this team coming from the transfer portal, right? And the person that I forgot, one of those went, actually two of the three players went with Jerome Tang, and of course, returning David Gasson over to Media Days here in Kansas City or wherever that was. In Kansas City. That's what I just want to get it right. T-Mobile Center, right next to, we're right there in the thick of it. So, not too far away from the headquarters of EG3. You have Media Days going on between men's and women's basketball. And Max Jones, the other one, kind of replaced the other Jones there as well. You lost half your roster to the transfer portal, and you gain your roster back from the transfer portal. So we're in this day and age now. This is not the old school, not like everybody wanted anymore. We're forced to get in this. Yeah, I mean, look, I like being the oddball here. Probably, I probably maybe 5% saying that. Look, you want to see, you want to build, you want to recruit homegrown talent. That's how you build championships, right? Obviously, when you look at, for instance, Kansas City Royals, right? Coming off of the postseason, right? You have all that talent, young talent, right? They didn't trade for, I mean, yeah, they went to the free agents. They got big names, well, not big names that you see, but you got solid names that you don't even hear of. Who made impact, right? So, what I'm saying here, flipping it back to the men's basketball roster, there are veteran guys on the scene that have played a lot of basketball. Doug McDaniel, right? I don't know what I was thinking. And the guy that's been coming up a lot in discussion, right? And rightfully so, Coleman Hawkins, right? He was there in Big 12 Media Days this week. And the message is clear. He put it pretty much simple. We all can agree with this. You might not all agree about the transfer portal and all that other stuff. You know, you can don't like the NIL and all this other stuff, but Coleman Hawkins put it like this. I mean, I came here to win basketball games. And he could have easily said, I'm going to NBA, but decided to hop in the transfer portal and come to Kansas State. So, look, that's the main point here. Getting across of all these transfers. I don't have the basketball roster in front of me right now, so apologize about that. But his name, Doug McDaniel, several others come to mind as well. And also got David Kassan, been in this program. Yeah, guys like that have been through this program a lot. And Taj Manning, also been with this roster since the last year, Bruce Weber, right? So these guys want to win, and Drumton, this roster, you have to win. You have to miss the tournament, and Drumton has said it. I mean, we want to get back to the NCAA tournament, and that is the main goal, main priority for this team. Now, I can't say they have not played a basketball game yet, and I can't make here and there, but all these names here, and you can play games on paper, which, hey, you know, K-State, yeah, man. I mean, look, we have an opportunity to finish top half of the league. I get it, and I haven't seen any of these other rosters right now because I'm too focused on football right now. That's where the focus is right now, but once things get rolling on the basketball front, I'll start paying attention a little bit. So, but yeah, this team, I don't know. I still don't know how we got to what 18-20 wins last year with the roster that Jerome Tang inherited anyway, and somehow got to the NIT and they got bounced. And yeah, I mean, there's some hopes there, maybe too much hope there. And there's just too much inconsistencies with last year's team. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer, men's basketball edition. We're around our corner from K-State men's basketball and a new-looking roster for this team. Highlighted, of course, by Coleman Hawkins, Doug McDaniel. Again, apologize because that's all I can tell you now. But again, you have guys like David Kassan, Taj Manning, and all that other stuff, right? So you have these guys, right, and... Oh, there's a number here that I came across of here. Yeah, so look, 8 Division I transfers on this team, on this year's roster. That includes the 2 of them I said, right? So this would be huge for K-State. And we all know that the first year, Jerome Tang, Marquise Noel, been with this program for a couple years. Well, he was a transfer, actually. Yeah, he did transfer over. I don't remember that. Keontae Johnson transferred, right? Over. And then you have Adesi Stills, which I saw a post from him several weeks back that he's going to come to a couple of K-State basketball games this season. Oh, I love me some Adesi Stills. Big play Dez, baby. But, yeah. I mean, you have an opportunity. That team right there, I had no clue they're gonna be that good. And then of course NCAA tournament, you know, again, gotta make this comparison to this. This is not really too much of a comparison, but the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, we're gonna use the regular season and whatnot, and then our legacy is to find the postseason. That's what I've been hearing a lot lately around these KC radio stations. Sports stations, anyways, that is the main focus, all that. You know, we don't care about, you know, we're going to get wins. We're going to find a way wins left and right. But when it comes to postseason time, that's when we get down, right? In K-State men's basketball, with all this, this roster is by far better than last year. I will call off on the ledge and say that. But until I see this team all together as one, play a couple of games, I just can't. The potential's there for sure. No question asked. And Jerome Tang's going to be asked, Coleman Hawkins, and the veteran player that he is, played all that time at Illinois. And then all of a sudden, instead of going to NBA, let's hit the transfer portal. Let's just choose K-State. All the teams. I'm pumped up. I've heard a lot now. As I like to say on this podcast, if you've been with this podcast for a while or you're new to the show, if you haven't heard the podcast, then I gotta believe it till I see it, right? I gotta see it. So, I mean, the expectation is right there. It's all about going. It's all about for K State this year, going out there and win games, and then put yourself in a tournament. That's the money maker. You get if this team can get back, this university can get back to the tournament. That's what it is. I mean, win games, and of course the big rugged Big 12, what it is, 16 teams. Now you got to deal with a couple other teams that are good too, right? That Arizona, okay. All right, so UCF made a couple of splashes last year as well. So, but yeah, this is my early thoughts. I know I've been sprinkling some thoughts over the summer here and there, and we're just gonna have to see. But there's talent, definitely. This is better than last year for sure because of all that length, athleticism that head coach Jerome Tang wanted. He's got it. And now, what you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? So, again, expectations are across the board for both K-State men and women's basketball here in 2024-25. And, yeah, man, I can't wait to see what cards unfolds for these teams coming up here real soon. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or when I have a chance to record Kansas State content again, is KU week, apparently, for half the teams at K-State University tomorrow night, as I'm recording this on Thursday, October 24th. K-State soccer, women's soccer, hosting KU at Buser Family Park Friday night. And then you have K-State football hosting KU and Coach Lance Leipo come to Manhattan for a primetime showdown, Dylan Sunflower showdown, 7 o'clock ESPN2, Bill Stein Family Stadium. Big rivalry game. Obviously, two teams, at least this year, going in different directions. Call what it is. Call what it is. I'll probably say it again on the preview pod, which I'll record either probably here right after this one, actually. So there's that as well. It'll come out tomorrow night as well. But right now, that's going to wrap things up on another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, outstanding out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Talk to y'all real soon. Cats.